On Alabama Livestock News from the Southeast AgNet, the 2010 Cattle Industry Convention wrapped up this past weekend where a variety of producers from across the nation attended, and that includes a good group from Alabama. Alabama Cattlemen's Association's Executive Vice President, Dr. Billy Powell, said they had quite a few producers at the annual event.
We had 50-plus people here, which was great, I thought, to come out, and one of the biggest conventions, a little over 6,000 people attended. You know, this is an important meeting. You've got the different committees on policy and checkoff working to develop programs and make policy going into D.C. This meeting is historic in that we voted to streamline the organizational structure. And I think this will give smaller states in cattle numbers, like a lot of the eastern states, a bigger voice in the industry.
He said overall it was a great meeting for the state of Alabama.
Lana Slayton from Coleman County is the new president of the American National Cattlewomen, and we're just real proud, the first one ever from Alabama and one of two or three from the whole eastern part of the United States. Leo Hollinger from down in Camden, our vice president, was recognized as the National Stocker Producer of the Year. And the Beef Backer Award for a retailer was from Alabama, Southern Family Markets. Ed Whiteley has worked with them a lot on our checkoff program. So to come out here and have three national winners, that's wonderful.
And most of all, Dr. Powell said there were people at the 2010 Cattle Industry Convention that will also be spending time in Alabama for their state convention.
Big trade show. A lot of these people are companies that have reps that will be at our convention. The 12th and 13th of February in Huntsville. So we got to visit with them, and they look forward to coming to Alabama.
Again, the Alabama Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show is coming up February 12th and 13th. To learn more, log on to bamabeef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.